live from the Work Advice for Me studio. My name is Brad, and I'm B.
It's funny. I had Jody Bentley on. We recorded for a future episode, and I called it. I said, Jody, welcome to the Work Advice for Me basement.
She's like, so creepy. Basements freak me out. I grew up with a basement, but that didn't seem freaky. I don't know. Just maybe the word basement's freaky.
I've never had a basement, but I've always wanted, because you see the cool basements on TV, and they're like, come down to my basement. We got a 40-inch TV's not that big anymore. We got like a 70-inch TV, a pool table. I had an uncle and aunt one.
That kind of basement. Like, we had that kind of basement growing up. My like room and my brother's room were in the basement. And then we had like family room, game room, like all that stuff. Yeah.
Was that a split level or a legit basement?
I don't know what a split level is. You like walk in the, you walk in the front door on the top level and then you go like down in the basement, but the front of the basement is like underground. The back of the basement is like a hill. So like it's open.
So it's not quite, no, a split level is not a basement. It's, split level would be like where you walk in the house and there's a stair where you go up and there's a stair where you go down.
Oh, no. It was like a upstairs and a downstairs, but you walk in on the upstairs and then you go to the basement for the downstairs.
Are basements a good place for 7 minutes in heaven? Because
it's dark. You're talking about the spin the bottle situation, right?
Yeah. Or no, you just go into a closet for 7 minutes. 7 minutes seems a little long. I'd like to ask Dr. Pepper, like, 7 minutes making out. Like, is that, like, that's a long time.
You need to reapply your chapstick multiple times during that 7 minutes. That's a long time.
Has Dr. Pepper ever played 7 minutes in heaven?
She has coached people on how to play 7 minutes in heaven.
So Dr. Pepper... We've all seen her on TV. So when she wanted...
Let me say, I'm obsessed with her. When Brad first called and he was like, God, Dr. Pepper, I don't know if you know, you don't know. I never know who the people are. I don't know if you know who that is. And I'm like, you got Dr. Pepper. The Dr. Pepper. I love her.
She's great.
But I have like these reality shows of like Love is Blind, Married at First Sight. Those are like... my guilty pleasure jam shows.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Did you get the reels out, the Instagram reels I was at email? Is that, it's not email.
Did you get
the Instagram reels I emailed you? No, I sent you some Instagram reels before we went live today. Before we became live. I sent them to you, and they're hilarious. They're making fun of Love is Blind and Chelsea. All right, what's her name? Is it Chelsea?
Yeah, her name's Chelsea.
Megan, or as we call her in our house, Megan Fox.
Here's the thing. What if you have Chelsea on, like, next month?
I was thinking about
Chelsea's
that.
Downfall. No. I'll say it. Public for the world to hear. Chelsea's downfall was when she audibly said... when you're not supposed to be talking about looks, that's the whole premise of Love is Blind. When she audibly said, my friends say I look like Megan Fox. One, she knows that ain't true. It's not. She knows that. Two, she shouldn't have said anything because from that moment on, and she knew what she was doing, from that moment on, he said, I got Megan Fox. She looks like Megan Fox. She's hot. I'm locked in. I've got Megan Fox. It didn't matter the connection past that point.
It ruined it for the girl with the kid, right?
It did. And it ended up like hurting her in the long run because your girl don't look like Megan Fox.
She casually drops it because I sent that to you before we went live today. And she's
I'll have to go back and look at it.
You gotta go look at your Instagram because I sent it to you. So she's like, you know, people on the airplane always tell me I look like. And she didn't lead with Megan Fox. She goes, MGK's girl. Now, you and I are out of the loop. If somebody said I look like MGK's girl, I wouldn't know who MGK. I assume it's Machine Gun Kelly now.
And I knew exactly what she was saying when she
didn't. I was like,
what? My husband was next to me. He's like, who's that? And I said, Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend is Megan Fox, but she looks crazy now. She's not even hot anymore. I'll say that.
I never thought she was hot in the first place. Like, I've never been a Megan Fox fan.
She looked good. Transformers?
To me, she always kind of trashy. Just saying. A little trashy for my liking.
Bad, I can see that. But now she really does. I mean, she looks like Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend.
What if I could get Megan Fox to come on Worry Advice for me and talk about her reaction to looking? Do you think Megan Fox goes around going, let's say me and you were out and we met Megan Fox behind a wall and we didn't know it was Megan Fox. Yeah. And she goes, people tell me that I kind of look like Chelsea from Love is Blind. Do you think she's dropping that?
No. Not only is she not dropping that, like, it's a little offensive.
The sadness of Chelsea, though, what I sent you, I got to pull this up while we're talking, because
do I need to pull it up?
You do, because this is sad for anyone listening. Chelsea is literally, I'm going to hit right here. Hold on. This is what I sent you. This would be a great
time. Okay. I saw that one going viral, and I before you sent it to me the other day, I sent it to my husband, and I was like, she's crazy. She's crazy. Because literally no one ever said that.
But I think it's sad that she's on Instagram begging people to come forward to help her story corroborate.
Fox!
Please! So this is going to spoil a lot of people's mind that listen to this. I look like a mix between Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. People have told me that for years.
We're lying. You're so lying right now.
I take my shirt off on the yacht. People are like, oh my gosh, that's Leo at 50. You know, that's what I'm, that's what I would, she didn't tell him that she looked like, I'm trying to think of Melissa McCarthy. She's like, if she said, people tell me I look like Melissa McCarthy, he was, because let's be honest, Jimmy is all about the shallow. He's a shallow dude.
Did you see the thing that came out? And so, okay, I don't know when this is going to drop compared to where we're at in the Love is Blind episode. So we're on the second.
We're called up, right? You're called up, my wife and I.
But we're only on the second drop.
You're still not called up yet?
No, I'm fully caught up. But okay. At the end of the show.
They drop tomorrow.
More drop tomorrow, but then I think more drop next week.
Okay, but tomorrow is going to be good because the scenes that it looks like Chelsea's like, you bleeped her. And yeah. Did Jimmy go out and like seek? He did, because he friended her and then he unfriended her.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's doing her.
He made some bad choices, but I saw a thing. Sorry, I have like a cough something. I saw a thing on the internet, on the Instagrams, and I think it was him. He had a girlfriend that had a kid, not his kid. But he had a girlfriend that had a kid, like, right before he went on the show. So people are like, dude, you came on here and you already had a girl. What are you doing?
But I'm confused. He looked so sad when he found out that she had a kid. He was like, ugh, oh, I got another mouth breather to deal with.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know what you're saying, yeah.
Okay, but do you like Jimmy's bluntness? Because when they had the scene, I love how we're supposed to be talking, we're recapping Pepper, but we could do whatever. We're not really recapping anymore. We're changing the way this show rolls.
Okay, Jimmy kind of lies, though, when he says, I'm kind of sick of you wanting to have sex with me. That part?
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. Well,
okay, he said something before that, though. She was like,
you're clingy.
Well, she is clingy. My wife pointed out, in the first drop, like, how many times does she need him to tell her he loves her? Like,
she has a lot of insecurities, and I think that ended up just being her downfall, is that she sabotaged the whole relationship because she was insecure about her looks. And like, she's cute, but I think she is cute. She has a cute face.
She's my least favorite one of the ones.
Yes, I could see that.
But I think it's her personality. And I don't think we'll ever have her own work advice. And if we do, I'd own up to what I say.
She's not hideous. Like, she's cute. No. But personality, she needs so much, like affirmation. Like, she needed to be reaffirmed so, so much to the point that he's like, this is a full-time job.
Okay, B, but let me ask you this. She gave, oh my gosh, what's his name? The country boy?
I thought they would have been perfect together, mullet.
Yeah, they would have been great. She gave him the bracelet, right?
That she wasn't wearing it. Did you see that?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, man.
So she gave him that, and I like how he goes, I tapped it so much today. He was like,
you look, when he says that, she's not even wearing it, which no. She probably didn't all day.
I'm confused. Now, for you loyal work advisors, we have someone from Love is Blind that's going to be coming on with Heidi and I, and B and I are going to talk about this. B doesn't. She has mixed feelings about Jackie from Love is Blind season 4. She's definitely a villain, right?
Yeah, I mean, watch her season.
I did. And her husband she married, super nice guy, or a guy that she was with, super nice. He was a pushover, right?
Yeah, I would say so. She ended up getting together with a guy from the pods from before. But he was kind of like, he himself was kind of a villain. Like, I don't know. He had like a
bad. So she did cheat. She cheated.
She kind of did what Jimmy did. She went out one night with this other guy. And then her chosen guy was like, hey, why did you do that? And she's like, yeah, I'm kind of out. Like, so I don't know if she like cheated. She cheated, but.
I'm going to find out. But. We're excited. There's so many things I want to ask her about the whole Love is Blind experience that, you know, I want to find out about the cups.
Take it with a grain of salt, whatever she says.
True. But she's in Seattle. She's a dental hygienist assistant. Yeah. So she's, you know, but let's get back. The dude who has the blonde.
Yes.
Let's imagine B's husband goes out to the club.
Yeah.
I mean, any man, my whole thing is if you're out past midnight, you're up to no good. Now, I know I sound like get off my lawn old man at this point, but that's the way I feel. This dude is allowed to go out till 2:30. His girlfriend, his fiance is like, you go out. You're good. I trust you. Or does she?
Yeah, I mean, I think because the relationship is so new, because they're still learning each other, I don't think I would like keep him on a leash per se, but I think I would go with him. Just like, it's still new. You're still learning each other. If his thing is going out at night, like I want to be a part of that, at least for a season, at least to see how he is out at night. Right. So like,
he's obviously a player cause he ended up doing it. Right. I mean, we assume he did it.
If that were me, I'm going with him. And then I can promise you he's not staying out until 5 a.m.
What was he doing till 5? And I love how she was like, I did track you. You were over there. She like holds that in.
He goes, we were just talking in the parking lot. She was like, till 5 a.m. Then she goes, I was tracking you. He was like, what were you doing tracking me? After he was like, no, but I let you track me.
How soon is too soon for your girl or man to want to track you in a relationship?
Okay, so it's different times because, like, my daughter's a teenager. She and her friends all track each other all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's different for me and you to be like, I'm gonna track Brad today, versus like that's the thing now. Like, if you're in somebody's circle, you guys just track each other.
I would not want a bunch of people tracking me. Like, oh, we saw where you were at yesterday, Brad. You were over.
Yeah.
You were at the Walmart again. Your life is so boring. It's like, what are you buying over there?
That'd be so true, though.
They would track me and fall asleep because I'm home at like 5. I go to bed at 10. It's like, they would be so bored just watching, pulling up. Oh, where's he at? The whole Love is Blind show is fun to me, though. It is I wish I could have created this idea.
It's my favorite out of all of the, like, love reality shows. Yeah, that one's my favorite.
Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Pepper. It is definitely...
And there's a thing about Married at First Sight that's so intriguing, and I love the part that Dr. Pepper plays. So there's, like, three... like therapist counselors that once these couples are like matched and compatible and they meet at the altar and they get married right then, right? That's how it goes, right? They get married, right?
Yeah. Sight unseen. Like they just get married, yeah. Which is.
Well, when they get to the altar with like the pastor and all that stuff, they're like, hey, my name's Chris. Nice to meet you. You know, they like do that and they get married. But I think it's very cool because on Love is Blind, there's not like, at least not that we see counseling or like, let me help you guys work through this part of the relationship that seems to kind of like hold you guys up. Where Married at First Sight, I love that. Because I think it just proves like everybody could use a little help, you know? And it takes the taboo off of like therapy counseling and for like within your marriage.
So I had someone ask me this question in a group I was in last week, and I want to ask it to you. And then I want to bring it back to the marriage thing. They said, on a scale of 1 to 10, okay, how well do you know yourself?
Myself?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't we all say 10? Like, wouldn't we all know ourselves really well?
I don't know. I said a 7. But then there was like a 21-year-old that said an 8, and I was like, wow, he's 21, and he's an 8, and I'm 44, and I'm a 7.
What do you not know about yourself, Brad?
I don't know. Like, I'm still learning things that I like and things that I don't like, and I think that's a good thing in life, because they all agreed you can't be a 10. But my point is, when you're getting married, like Sam Roll, who from Married at First Sight that we had before Dr. Pepper, what if Sam came to us and she was like, I want to marry this dude? I think a good, valid question is, how well do you think your fiance knows himself? Because he's got to learn himself before he can learn you. Because if you don't know yourself, how successful are you going to be in marriage? You got to know your spouse. Like, you got to know what makes, you know, what things I'm going to say that my wife is going to get mad and start crying about.
Well, I think you have to know yourself in the role of that specific person's spouse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know myself all day long, but like myself as a wife to my husband versus myself as a wife to somebody else would be different, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the like back and forth relationship. So I don't know. I see what you're asking. I think I know myself really well as far as like likes, dislikes, like assets, flaws. Like I think I know myself in that way, but I don't know. It would, all of that would change if I was marrying someone I didn't know, you know?
True. Like I wouldn't want to do that. But I will say for me, I thought I knew myself for years. I thought, oh man, I can't eat tomatoes. And then I get to my 30s, I start eating tomatoes. I mean, it just changed. I'm like, well, that's different.
That could be a thing, though, because your taste buds change every 7 years or something. Haven't you heard that?
Do they? Every 7 years?
The internet, I guess, yeah.
The old internet. A few things. First, I want to play a clip from Dr. Pepper on what she said. Let me see if I can get this to work.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. I want to jump with you to Married at First Sight because you are by far my favorite person on that show.
Well, when they first called me, which was like 10 years ago, I was like, but they wouldn't tell me what it was about. They said, would you be interested in a show on marriage? What would happen if you could start with commitment that you wouldn't date. You wouldn't learn all the reasons why you shouldn't be there or romanticize the reasons why you should. You wouldn't be sucked in ways by just attraction. You'd have somebody who said, I want to build a lifetime relationship.
What did you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great premise for a show. I think that's a great premise for people who maybe already know this about themselves, that they have a hard time with commitment. I think, I mean, really, because like, if you already have a hard time with commitment, it's not going to matter who it is. You're just unable to commit.
Okay. But if you do the Love is Blind math, B, or the Married at First Sight math, they've never had an uggo on there.
Okay.
I can never remember a total uggo that's like, oh my gosh, where'd they find her, you know, out of the meth lab? Never. So if you're in a pod, she's going to be pretty at the end of the day. It's just, is she pretty enough for you?
So, I mean, in the pods for Love is Blind, like, you pick your person, right? And it's just, it's not based on looks, it's nothing like that. The thing about Married at First Sight, they pick the, like, therapists and stuff, they pick mm-hmm. the matches.
Well,
and I've noticed that, like, they're not picking her as a 10 and him as a 4. Like, they're pretty much picking, like, 2 4s to get, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and I asked Dr. Pepper about that on the episode because she said, well, Brad, what we do is we look at your old ex-girlfriends.
Ooh.
And we try to find someone that looks like, that resembles your ex-girlfriend.
There you go.
So then I said, Dr. Pepper, could I give you a bunch of 10s, like models, and go, I dated these girls. And then you give me, and she said, well, Brad, realistically, we got to see that you got to have photos with them.
Yeah.
And but she said, we probably wouldn't have you on the show if we had to try to match you with tens. That would be hard.
Yeah.
With model. I don't know if she said tens. I doubt she said tens.
Do you think that's accurate? Like, are before your wife, are your exes similar looking to her?
No, I would not want to submit pictures of my exes to the, here, find me someone about that reminds me of a crappy relationship. I mean, I feel like that would be the worst. I would rather find friends that I have and go, hey, I want her to look like her or her.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, find me someone that looks like Reese Witherspoon when she was 33.
Oh,
and,
my.
You know, not 50. And see what, find me Megan Fox and give me Chelsea. That's
what if they asked, they're like, who's your like celebrity crush? And he was like, Megan Fox. And they're like, we got the girl for you. That's Chelsea.
Well, what if they ask you, who do you look like? Like, if Chelsea's Megan Fox. For me, they used to tell me all the time when I was back in my Navy days, when I was younger and didn't have facial hair, that I look like the kid from The Sixth Sense.
I don't know what that is.
Hold on, I'll show you.
That's the scary girl that comes through the TV?
Well, not a girl. No. Hold on.
Did you have long hair?
No, but it was a guy. You're thinking of The Ring. You're thinking of The Ring. I'm going to share this.
TV, you know what I'm talking about?
Hmm?
She has long hair. She comes through.
Yeah, that's The Ring. This is who they would say I look like.
I don't do scary movies. Look at you. His name is Haley?
Yeah. Haley. That's why you're thrown off by the girl.
That's a bummer.
But they used to say, you look like him.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah. I don't hope not now, though, right?
No. That guy's beard is so full.
That's a power beard there, man. I wish I could have a beard like that. That would be nice. But, okay, another thing Dr. Pepper shared, and I want to know your thoughts on this.
Okay.
She said that when she was 11, I'm pretty sure she said 11, her neighbor friend came over and said, my mom told me I shouldn't be touching myself.
I think you told me this.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
And Dr. Pepper was like, no, you should be. Here's a book let me go over it with you. And then they hosted kids over there so Dr. Pepper could teach them why sex is important.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want my kid going to Dr. Pepper's house.
Oh, wait. But no, Dr. Pepper wasn't 11. The kid was 11, and Dr. Pepper was the neighbor kid's mom.
No.
No? Her,
no, Dr. Pepper's mom had books on sex, and she would read them.
Okay.
Kinsey. Is from Kinsey book. Kinsey, this guy that wrote about sex. So Dr. Pepper would tell her girlfriends all about the what was in those books and why it's great to touch yourself. I don't think I'd want my kids going to Dr. Pepper's house. But then she also said her kids' friends would come to her and be like,
That's right.
What I told you. Pepper would give them advice. But she then couldn't tell the mom and dad that the mom and dad would be like, our son doesn't do anything. But Dr. Pepper would be thinking, oh, yes, they do. I know what they do.
Yeah. That's, man, that's really, that's a hard place to be in. As a parent, like, we talk to our kids about a lot of stuff. So I don't think, I don't think our kids would go. We're pretty open with them. So I don't think my kid would go to someone like that. Because I think it would be way more comfortable for them to talk to us, number one. Number two, as an advocate for kids and teens, like, you can't do that now.
No, you could maybe back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Or 60s.
I mean, you could in the 90s. Like, a lot has changed. You got to think, Brad, that was 30-something years ago.
What, Dr. Pepper?
The 90s.
Oh, yeah. 30 years. So that would have put Doc. Yeah. She would have been in her 40s. Kids probably been in high school at that point in the 90s.
So you got to be really careful. I mean, I'm all for like giving a kid a safe place. I just think there also needs to be like checks and balances on that. Like, you know what I mean? Just because.
Yeah. I totally agree. It was weird to me, but like I said, I love Dr. Pepper. She was great. I'm glad she came on.
Like I said, like that was a very different time.
Yeah. Today, you would be frowned upon. Like these parents today would have you on video.
Today you would be in jail.
if you're telling kids. Yeah, it's, but like when I hear things, like I brought up to your husband this morning that I heard from my son that he heard from another kid that your son snuck on the Fortnite, and he's like, oh yeah, we found that out. See, I would not tell you that. Not because it's tattling, but because I wouldn't want to keep that from you and know behind your back that he's doing that and you guys not know. If you don't know. But kids think parents don't know anything, and we know everything.
Yeah. No, we knew about that.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, oh, yeah, we knew about that a couple of days ago. We're good. We took care of that. He's grounded for another month. Although my son was like, can he play it at my birthday Friday? And I'm like, I'm sure they're going to let him play then. He can't come over and not. That was his biggest concern.
But
all in all, Dr. Pepper was great.
Yeah.
I did find out today from your husband, I say irregardless a lot. So I got to work on that because that's not even a real word. I'm using words that aren't even real, B.
It's not a real word. You can just say regardless.
Regardless. I like regardless. Incidentally,
Don't say that word.
I'm going to say, it's time for our favorite part of our show.
Cameo.
Cameo game. Woo! We need, hold on, wait.
We need
a cameo song, but let's say it one more time. It's that time of the game. It's that time of the show where it's the cameo. Are you excited?
Cameo!
Oh, I'm going to use this before I announce what they charge.
Please tell me you found Dr. Pepper on Cameo.
Dr. Pepper is on Cameo.
I love her. That's awesome.
You can get Dr. Pepper. There's two ways to get Dr. Pepper. Wow. One, you can create a fake podcast like B and I've done, and you can interview her and just not ever post it.
It's been fake this whole time.
It's been fake. Yeah, we're not really listening or putting this anywhere. Dr. Pepper Schwartz I'm pulling her up. Okay. You may know me from the hit reality show Married at First Sight on Lifetime. I'm here to help create memories.
That's on Lifetime?
Yeah. Just let me know what you have in mind, and I'll do my best to make it great.
Okay.
Now, here she does one. I'm going to play this for the listeners. Let's play one and just see. It's 33 seconds. Wait. Wait, I think that's like her pitch. Okay, hold on. Here's one she sent. Let's see what she says here.
Wait.
There's so much to unpack in this. I'm confused.
Are they all posted on there?
Would she post the best ones? Okay. I think it's I'm confused about this.
Best lady?
Is it to women, Marion? It has to be, right?
Oh. No, your best. Oh.
That'd be maid of honor, right? Or bridesmaid.
Best man, best lady.
Best man, best lady.
Oh, man.
I'm confused. Like, I want to know. Dr. Pepper, answer. Like, I want to reach out and, well, what happened here? Is this what we're doing? It's okay. I mean, it's what they do. I don't.
I'm Googling it. I said probably.
Do they call them best ladies in a woman-woman marriage? I'm figure that out. While you're doing that, let's get back to Dr. Pepper. So.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm with you.
Okay, so it's time. What do you think? First, she's got 5 stars. So she's a 5-star cameo lady, which you want to be. My Uber rating is 5 stars. Her cameo rating is 5 stars. Do you know what it says?
This? It depends. Don't know. I'm too old for this. I don't know. I just got into like, I don't know. I might have asked the question wrong. Google gave me things I did not want.
Hey Siri, what is best lady in a wedding? Doesn't really say.
That's what I'm saying. I think because it said like even two lesbians getting married can have a best man, and there's typically like different genders and different pieces of gender and all the things represented at a lesbian wedding.
I'm more
probably right. Best lady is best man. And it was a girl, so it's probably a lesbian wedding.
Probably. I'm more envious of her backdrops, because I feel like we got a different backdrop, and these look really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at those. She makes good backdrops, but you got to guess the price. So, what do you think?
Of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, what would you pay Dr. Pepper to say,
I'm going to say...
Someone wants you to be her best lady.
For my lesbian wedding.
For your lesbian wedding.
All right. I'm going to say Dr. Pepper is charging you $50 because she is on reality TV. It's current. She's a somebody. Is that too low?
I'm about to tell you how much Dr. Pepper charges.
Okay. Hey, who did we say last time was the highest charger that we knew?
Our good friend, Ben Higgins, yes, is $99.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's easily $50.
Okay, are you ready?
I pay her.
To book Dr. Pepper to tell you to be a best lady.
Yes.
She charges $99.
Get it, girl. That's awesome.
A lot. She is tied with Benjamin Higgins.
I don't know if I'd pay 99, but I might. If I had to ask someone that question, oh, for sure. But if I was just like, hey, say hey to me, probably not.
Okay. Peter Asher, who is the other end of the Peter and Gordon band from the 60s. He's a music producer. His sister married Paul McCartney.
Okay.
He's 80 this year, and he was on Work Advice for Me in January. Last month.
Yes, yeah. Peter Asher. Okay.
Now, he puts well-known... I love your... When you're trying to sell yourself, I love how you write it. Like, if you and I, we would be like, successful host of a successful podcast with humor.
Oh, yeah.
We would...
Best podcast.
Best podcast in the world. Better than Joe Rogan.
We're on charts, right? We're on some kind of charts.
In another country.
Oh. <I'm not here. laughs> Nah. Oh, okay.
So he writes, well known as a performer, author, broadcaster for his, he must not have wrote this, Grammy winning production work with James Taylor and many more. And back in the 60s as half of the hit duo, Peter and Gordon.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. He does, now we can't play all of his videos because you get your money's worth. He does 5-minute videos, but let's do a little clip. Here's a quick clip of Peter.
5 minutes?
Yeah. So 5 minutes. Here we go.
I'm guessing his price now. What?
Okay, I feel like if my wife had to deliver bad news to me, yeah. I would want her to send Peter Asher in his British accent because you can handle it better. I want to tell you that I'm leaving you for another man. I'd be like, that's very sweet.
What I was gonna say. What if your wife gets a cameo to break up with you that she's seeing somebody else?
Has that happened? Oh my gosh.
Surely.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Has anyone got a cameo break up
yeah.
with spouse?
100%.
According, people have been breaking up with their partners via cameo. Oh my gosh. Cameo breakups are on the rise. If you want a divorce, try cameo to break the news. Okay. So let's envision a world where you're a Peter Asher fan.
Firmly.
And your husband's like, I just got you a Peter Asher cameo. And B almost wets herself. She's so excited.
I don't even know. Well, other than we've already talked to him, I don't really know who he is. Can I guess how much he goes for?
You want to do that now? Okay. Hold on. What do you guess?
Because I'm like, I want to know. Because they set their prices, right? So a little bit of their price is how much they think they're worth. It's like their perspective on themselves.
Yeah. And actually, I want to talk about that when we're done, but yes.
Okay. So I think he thinks he's worth like $50. I think for real, he's probably worth like 30.
So you're going 50.
I think he thinks he's worth 50.
Oh my gosh, Pete. That's so funny. No, I like how you lay that. You're like, I think he's worth 50, but he's probably only worth 30.
Because I don't think he's as well known as he thinks he is, because he's in his world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Are you ready to find out what Peter Asher's worth?
Tell me.
We have a new leader in the clubhouse on most expensive.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I do like the laughter, though. I feel like we're in a studio.
How do you get these buttons?
Okay. I wish you had them so you could punch. His price is $200.
You're not being honest.
I'm very much being honest. Look.
Get the internet right now.
Look, I'm going to show it to you. It's right here. Look at this.
Wait, what does it say? Oh, I see it. $200.
$200. But you know what? For $200, he better talk for 8 minutes. I mean, that's expensive.
Yeah.
His average video is 5.5 minutes long. The funny thing about Peter is I booked him, and then I called his house, and his wife's like, hello. And I'm like, can I speak to Peter? Hold on 1 minute. He's like, I just got home. I'll be on in a second. And
Pause. What? Is his wife Asian? You definitely did an Asian voice.
Did I do an Asian? No, she sounded more like Russian, maybe? Hello. Do a terrible accent.
Okay.
But I was like, I feel weird. And like then she puts me on hold. Hmm?
200.
Yeah, that's a lot. I would create a fake podcast and spend 30 minutes talking to him.
Yeah. Am I that out of touch with the rest of the world?
I feel like we would charge $10, right?
So I'll do it for free, man. Like, no.
So let me tell you real quick, because of that. So 2 weeks ago, a buddy took me and my son. We got free tickets to Mad Monster Party.
Yes.
We get there. Yes. I know. I want to tell the listeners. So we get there, and there's all these celebrities. And I guess they pick what they think they're worth.
For what?
To get their autograph.
Okay. Oh, you got to pay.
Oh,
but go into this thing.
You pay $55 for a ticket just to enter, and then the cheapest autograph is $40 from any of the celebrities.
No.
And if you want a picture, it's like another $40.
No, for real?
Yeah, you can't take pictures with them or any.
Who was there? Anybody?
Well, yeah. Bo and Luke Duke, for any Dukes of Hazzard fans.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
I don't know who that is.
La Bamba. You seen La Bamba? Shannon Elizabeth. She was in American Pie. Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah. 24.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
I know him.
But Kiefer Sutherland and Kevin Spacey were in their own rooms. You couldn't see them. You had to, like, pay to get in there just to, like, get it.
What? Okay, did you watch 24? It was, like, a whole thing when it was a thing.
I didn't really get into it. I like Kiefer Sutherland. But yeah, Kevin Spacey. Here's the thing. Because I got in this discussion with Jody Bentley. Kevin Spacey was, like, $200 for an autograph.
Man.
And a photo op. You couldn't do a selfie. It had to be professionally done.
Okay.
And if you wanted him to write your name, it was like an extra $20 or $30 on the autograph.
Write your name.
Yes. And then if you wanted him to write a catchphrase, if it was 10 characters or less, $80.
Okay.
He was nickel and diamond. Like, I do not want to count how many letters I'm writing for you. I would just be like, best of luck, Brad.
Yeah. Just be a decent person, right? I mean,
but he's not a decent person.
He's not?
Well, I mean, no. He molested boys. Like, he's a pedo.
Why is he allowed in public then?
I don't know. Like,
we're behind closed doors?
There's a lot of shade around Kevin Spacey. They fired him from House of Cards.
He's had these
men come out and accuse him of being a groomer. I think he was found innocent in London recently, but Hollywood has basically kicked him out. He's an Academy Award winning actor. So now he's doing.
Do you think he knows Epstein?
I don't know. Epstein wasn't offering boys.
Did you watch that documentary?
Oh, yeah. It's sick. But Epstein didn't have boys, right? He only had girls.
No, but it's all linked. I mean, don't you think?
I mean, my wife and I visited Epstein Island a few times, but we were legit. We're just going on vacation. Just kidding.
We can just go there, right?
No, you got to be rich.
Yeah, but isn't the whole island his? Like, no one could just, like, go there, even if you had the money.
He has to fly you in. But, which is even weirder.
I'm stressing me out.
But Kevin Spacey, definitely a creeper. And all those people, he had the longest line of anybody. Like, I guess everybody wanted to.
It said he was canceled in 2022.
Yeah.
Sexual allegations in a civil case.
Yeah. So he hasn't done any work in Hollywood, but he's doing conventions, which then made me ask this question, B. Are conventions rock bottom for celebrities?
I think so.
See, I thought so too. I'm with you. Because I'm like, this has got to be rock bottom.
Yeah.
But it's not. Because I got home from convention world, I started getting a lot of convention stuff on my phone.
Okay.
So I start visiting them. And there's a 90s convention in Connecticut. I would love to go to this. I wish I had the money and the time. Our friend of the show, three-timer, Christine Lakin.
Yeah.
The whole cast of Step by Step.
Dude.
At this convention.
You up. You need an in.
She needs to like flip me a ticket and go, hey, come see me. And I don't, she wouldn't, but still a friend of the show. But there's so many cool people, all of Seventh Heaven. Did you ever watch that show? Yeah. Except the dad. Cause he was canceled for raping a kid.
No.
Yes.
Bruh.
It's a lot of molestation.
Stop telling me bad stuff. This is terrible. I didn't know. I don't keep up with stuff, so I didn't know. Yeah. That's awful. Well,
that's why you're friends with me. I'll keep you up on this stuff.
Thank you.
But really good. Then I look, there's another convention in Virginia. And it has like some of the cast from Breaking Bad that are still working. So it's not rock bottom. I think they just like meeting the fans.
That's cool, except if you just like meeting the fans, why are you behind closed doors nickel and diamond people to like get an autograph?
Well, my buddy told me that it's the only time they don't have to pay agent fees, and you have to pay cash. You can't PayPal or anything. So to get B's autograph, I'd have to hand you $40 cash.
Okay.
So they don't report it to the IRS.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. They're making some quick under the table dollars.
How much do you think they could make in on a weekend? Let's say you're a B-list celebrity, not even C, you're B. Okay. What do you think you and I could pull at $40 a signature? For one, I'd feel like a total douchebag. I just got to be honest, like charging for my signature, I would feel like a tool bag. But you got to do it.
Yeah, but also like you think about all these like football players. We just ended football season, so football players and it's kids and like they just be nice and sign the autograph. I don't know. I think that's just part of it. Like when you get up there, that's just part of it. These people sign all your stuff. They're like essentially sending you to the top. So like the least you could do is sign a few autographs.
I would love for Christine Lakin to come back on after the convention to share 10 minutes worth of what it was like. What cool people she met. Because I feel like Christine Lakin would sign for free. I don't feel like she cares about the money at all. Maybe it's a requirement.
I was going to say, there might be a part of it where like if it's the whole show step by step, right? Then like two characters can't sign for $100 to be free. You know what I mean?
They were all 40, by the way.
Okay.
They all were 40. I looked at the prices because I'm like, I got to know what Christine's charging.
Yeah.
Because I know she'd do it for free. I mean, anytime I've called her or emailed her to come on the show, she's always been like, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
She's got a new podcast dropping today. Rivaling us, B.
What is it? What's her podcast? Pimper.
Let's pimp it. It is her and Stacey Keenan, who I had a major crush on the show.
Ah, that's awesome.
Hold on. We've promoted it on our... It's Keenan and Lakin Give You Deja Vu.
Okay.
And they are doing... It starts tomorrow, not today. Tomorrow, the 28th.
Okay, cool.
They're doing a rewatch of every step-by-step episode.
Oh, that's fun. That's like The Office Ladies. Two of the characters in The Office, they go through... I think the show is called The Office Ladies. Anyway, they go through like each episode and kind of like break it down and talk about things behind the scenes that like we didn't know. It's cool. That's fun. That's super fun. And Step by Step was such a cool show. So I love that they're doing that. That's cool.
Do you think I could reach out to Christine when we're done recording and tell her to come on here, promote her pod for just like 10 minutes or so, and tell us about the convention when she gets back? Like, I want to know about the convention.
Yeah, I'm super curious. Yeah.
Because I truly feel like she would give you a free audit. She has always done whatever. She's listened to us.
Yeah, tell us all like behind the scenes stuff at convention.
Yeah, I want to know the behind the scenes.
And people that are going to those conventions, like super fans, right? So there's probably people that maybe are weird.
At this one, super weird. The girls' bosoms were basically hanging out.
Oh, with the monster one that you went
to? Yeah, they had a tattoo parlor set up. So I could have got my son his first tat. Like, we were watching him like, I was like,
jeez.
They had a bar, tattoos.
What if you came home with a tattoo from that monster thing? What would your wife have said?
Oh my gosh, she would have been mad. I mean, she would have been like, that's cool that you got a tattoo. She wouldn't have cared. What if I'd have brought Max home with his first tattoo?
You can't interstate.
I can't sign off for him to have one?
He's 10, 11? No.
Yeah. Well, you can in high school because Gabby plays against high school kids. And there's like high school boys with neck tats, B. Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, I do believe that. I think like at 16, you can get a parent to like sign off for you.
Okay. Like that, at 16, on Max's 16th birthday, I'm taking him and he's going to get one that says, I love dad right here on his neck. And he's never going to regret it. He's never going to regret it.
And as like a little white 16-year-old boy, just give him like a tear. Just give him one.
Oh, that way he looks like he's murdered somebody. That's the move. We should do matching teardrops to show people that we murdered.
Power move.
I will say this. I'm going to tell the audience, the two people listening right now.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Not my wife and not your husband. So your husband was sitting in his car today. And I made a habit of getting in just to talk to him for a minute. I didn't realize that's his personal time.
I can't even get in the car with him. So my husband and I, sometimes we kind of work at the same place. It's weird, but we'll go separate. We'll drive there separately. He will drop the kids off at school. I'll have the little kids who aren't in school yet. And we'll go there. Sometimes we pull up at exactly the same time. He stays in his car and has like quiet just in time. And I will go in and start my day.
And now I interrupt it for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no. And that one time that I saw you get in, I almost said something and I was like, they can figure it out. But no, like I don't even get in.
Well, I won't now, but now he says he's going to feel bad if I don't get in because he thinks I'm not getting in because he doesn't want me to get in. It's a whole mind thing.
He doesn't want you to get in. So what are you
But he doesn't want me to.
I know.
But if I don't, he's going to feel bad that I'm not.
And because you got in, another coworker got in.
We had a whole party in there this morning. But what I'm going to say is I got in. I sat down.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, on his phone.
Yes. Oh, you sat on his phone.
Did he tell you this?
He might have told me this.
And I said, I just sat on your wife's face. And then I said, look, she's smiling. You were smiling. Yeah, it was funny. He got a kick out of it, so I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate being all the jokes.
Yeah. Anyway, how can they find us, B?
on the Instagrams. Oh, you can find us anywhere you like to listen to podcasts. But I guess if you're listening to this, then you already know where to find us. So
like and subscribe. We want some good reviews. We don't want the laughing, terrible reviews, because we're not terrible.
I was going to say, I don't think we've ever gotten a terrible review.
And if you want, if you're listening to this, submit to us names you want us to pull up on the Cameo game. Because I really...
Man.
And yes, we can comment on if we would pay that. So if you're listening, we should do an Instagram story of people you
want Cameo? Yeah.
You want B and I to talk about with the Cameo game and see if anybody responds. That's what we'll do.
Cameo is an old school version of, oh wait, what's that thing? What's that porn thing that people pay for? What is that?
OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Cameo is like a subdued version of OnlyFans. Both of them, you're paying for someone to do what you want them to.
Except we don't want Peter Asher to take his shirt off.
Do you not?
No, we want him to be like, I'm sorry, Kristen, but I'm sorry, Brad, but your wife is leaving you. She's found another lad, another chop to be with. And I'd be like, I really like how you dish that, Peter.
You're not even mad. You said he's like 80, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? Guess who broke up with me today? B, you'd be like, who? I'd say Peter Asher for Kristen.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's like, what if he's like jacked? What if he is on OnlyFans? Oh my gosh. New game. We cannot play this game.
You got to pull up if they're on OnlyFans or not.
I do not want any part of OnlyFans. New game, though, if they're on Cameo and they're on OnlyFans, is it the same price?
Okay. We got to figure that out.
I don't know how OnlyFans works. I think on OnlyFans, you pay for specific requested things.
Who's the guy? Oh my gosh, the football player we talked about last time played for the Steelers. The running back.
The Steelers? I don't know.
Steelers old running back on OnlyFans. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell.
OnlyFans?
Yes, we talked about that last time.
I don't know if we did.
OnlyFans, let's see what he is. I'm not signing up for an account. I just want to know where his.
Oh, you're getting flagged.
Le'Veon Bell. Okay, here we go. He is. Oh, his is a free subscription.
What does that mean? You watch him do what? Or
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I thought you request things, but maybe not.
Maybe he's
OnlyFans started as like an artist network.
He must get naked on here. He must.
Brad, don't tell me that.
Because he's writing things like.
Don't show me this.
No, it's just. Yeah, I guess he's getting naked on here. I don't know. Is he on Cameo? Is he on Cameo?
For free?
Huh?
You just said he was free.
Says free.
Something ain't right.
Oh, he's on Cameo.
How much is he on Cameo?
Oh my gosh. Okay. $100 for Le'Veon Bell.
So he'll talk to you for $100. He'll talk to you for $100, but he'll do.
He'll show you his junk for free. I don't know. I need you to do some research. Get your hubby to do some research for Le'Veon.
Nope. No, we need an outsider.
B, as always, this is fun. If you want to send us in some cameos, please do, listeners. We want to really go, and I'm going to reach out to Christine Lake and we hang up.
Yeah.
And see if she'll come on after her convention to promote her pod. What do we need here? We need 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
15 minutes. Maybe 45 minutes. Maybe an hour and 30 minutes.
That's so funny. When is the convention?
Oh, okay. That's a good 90s convention.
I think you said it was soon.
I think it's in March.
Yeah.
90s convention.
Connecticut.
90s con is March 15th, 16th, and 17th. So if we could have her come on in April, we could talk about 90s con. She could be four-timer. Christine Leggett. I feel like I brag about her to almost every guest that comes on the show.
That's awesome. She's very cool, though.
She's
worth it.
Low-key, one of my favorite guests we've ever had on here.
Yeah, but she's very cool. It's because she's so, like, just personable. Like, we could just sit down and have a conversation with her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's that easy. She's fun. Like, and I love that she's starting this new podcast, so that's cool.
I'm going to definitely listen. And if we could get her to come back on, we actually have video now, B. So we could actually see her.
True. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And we can ask her about Cameo.
Cool. I like it.
Okay. Hey, B, as always, so much fun. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.